Tonight, it is my pleasure to introduce Kanoa.
Hey guys, I am Kanoa. I'm a recovering addict. Woo, okay, so man, I'm a little nervous. Been a minute. It's been quite a minute since I've shared my story. Drugs. I started getting high. First time I got high was 8. And then it just stayed. It honestly, probably at 8 years old, it stuck. And I just continued on, and then through middle school, still partying, still starting to dip and dive. High school, more intense, more stupidity, more drugs. I used drugs probably a lot before a lot of guys, you guys were born even, 50 years ago. Fuck, it's been a long journey of drug use for me. What I did learn about drugs is that I did not want to live in a fucking trash can. So I had to learn how to maintain my drug use to keep a job. Back in the day, we didn't have drug testing, so we could get away with a lot more shit back in the day because we didn't have to be testing all the time for if we were doing something or something. So I learned to probably dodge my way through working. Burning the candle late at night, of course. Dragging my ass into work, sick and sorry. I did that for many, 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 many years. I kept on that path most of my life. And then one day I was diagnosed with cancer. And my addiction really fucking took off. Because what cancer did for me was open the door to the medication cabinet. Every fucking medication you could imagine. The doctor was like, I got you. Cancer became the key to my addiction. And I learned it and I used it. And I got really, really strung out on every fucking kind of pain med you could imagine, every Xanax, just all of them, all the oxys, all of every fucking gamut of morphine, all of it, you name it, I was on it. When I was diagnosed with cancer, right away I was put on a bunch of fucking different medications and going through treatments and all kind of shit. My world just crashed. And then almost immediately I was diagnosed right away because of cancer, this other thing called fibromyalgia, which was causing me this immense amount of body pain that I didn't understand. And then right away on top of that, probably within 30 days, I had my first grand mal seizure. So all of this is because of cancer and all the treatments and everything. So my world literally fucking crashed. But I was put on such heavy medications for seizure disorder, fibromyalgia, cancer, you name it. I was a fucking zombie of a human being. I had no idea that all of this would change me as a human being. I had no idea that my mind was being altered through all of this. I don't want to spend too much time talking about my experience because it is my experience. What I want to talk about is how hard I fought to get out of that. But in the very end, I'll just say this, in the very end of all of this fucking drug shit, I walked into my doctor's office one day and I said, listen, I'm on so many medications. I want to stop. I want to stop. I'm fucking insane. And I said, I want to stop all this and I want to just try smoking marijuana. That's what I want to do. I want to stop all these medications. And she looked at me and she said, if you do that, I will cut you off so fast your head will spin from everything. But, she said, I have something better. Fentanyl. And so she put me on fentanyl. And so, over the next year and a half, now I'm absolutely fucking buried between fentanyl, oxys, weed, you name it. I got it all going on. And then I got stuck in my bedroom because I couldn't get out anymore. My mind became a prisoner. This fentanyl and all these drugs continued to beat me down and beat me down and beat me down until all I wanted to do was die. That's all I could think about. I couldn't think about anything else but how the fuck do I get out of here? Because I've been a runner all my life. I've been trying to escape all my life. That's what this shit is about for me. I've been trying to get away from me. From who? From what? I don't know. Just trying to get the fuck away. And so here I am. I got all these fucking drugs. I'm higher than shit. I got it all going on, right? So why the fuck I want to die now? Why the fuck all I can think about is suicide? Because I'm worthless. That's why. I sat in there going, what am I? What am I good for? What do I do? What can I offer? Who can I bring anything to? I'm a worthless fucking piece of shit that just needs to die and get it over with. That's what this fucking dope did to me. Finally took me down to the fucking bottom, as they call it. And I wasn't even living in the streets. I have a home. I have a life. My bills are paid. So don't think for 1 minute this shit can't take you to your fucking knees. Took me to my knees. And then one of my friends on Facebook, they were like, hey man, maybe you got a little problem. I'm like, what the fuck you mean I got a problem? Problem with what? What are you insinuating, man? Because don't forget, I'm an arrogant fuck. Because I think I got it all going on. I can use dope. I'm good. I got a life. I got a home. I own a fucking car. My bills are paid. But I can still do dope successfully. Now, I'm not like all you motherfuckers out there doing that and doing this and shooting shit in your veins. No, not me. I'm not that fucking stupid. I'm smart enough to know I can do my dope in the bedroom. I'm fucking safe in that little prison in there that I built for myself. Because that's what it became. A fucking prison. I walled up my own little world with all of my own shit. All my hurts, all my past, all my influences, all my ugly, all my self-hate. I walled that shit around myself. And until I walked into NA, I never knew I could start taking the motherfucking bricks down and unwall myself. Anyway, my friend hollered at me and said, hey man, maybe you should just go check out this place, you know, it's called Narcotics Anonymous. Now that didn't go over good, because I'm arrogant. And don't you dare try to tell me, because I'm justified and I'm fucking rationalized and I can validate the fuck out of why I take every one of these motherfucking pills. Don't you dare tell this fucking patient who's dealt with cancer, who's got fibro, who just came out of fucking having seizures and all that other shit. Don't you dare tell me I got a fucking drug problem. How dare you? But I did. I had a bad fucking drug problem. And so I called the NA hotline. I spoke to a nice man on the other end. And he said, if you really, really, really want to change your life, you're going to have to get rid of that shit. As I sit here right now, I can't tell you why I decided to do it. Why I decided to say to my wife, baby, go in the house, get all that shit, and get rid of it. Today's the fucking day. I think I knew I was a drug addict in the beginning when I went through withdrawals. Oh My God. Those motherfuckers. Wow. I have never been so sick in my entire life. And that, listen, that is a good reminder to me. I don't ever want to be that sick again, man. No, thank you. The day I walked into recovery, I got all cleaned up, looking good, smelling good. I gotta go in there and prove I'm not a drug addict. But let me just go into this place down here and check out this meeting. But I'm not an addict, but just let me go in here and check it out. So I dressed up nice, smelling good, nice truck. Made me pull up, because I'm not one of these motherfuckers. I'm not one of you. I'm just like here taking notes or some shit. I didn't even want to touch the grubby little fucking handle of the building, because no, bunch of dope fiends out there living off the fucking street been grabbing that knob. That's how arrogant my ass was. That's how fucking high of myself I was. And I walked into that place and it was the worst shithole you ever seen in your life with a bunch of happy fucking people in it. That's what's happening in there. And I looked around in that room and thought, what the fuck is this shit? God plastered all over the fucking walls. God this, God that, God, God, God. I took a seat and I listened. And I came back the next day and listened again, and the next day came back and listened again. I don't know why I came back, but I did. I came back day after day. People left me alone, showed me where the coffee was, told me where the IPs were. Do I need a hug? Don't fucking touch me. I don't need a hug. I do not need love. I don't need your kindness. I just want to sit here. I'm not a dope fiend. I'm not one of you. It's so humbling to me to sit here now and show my heart and say, boy, did I have to be taken down some notches. I literally had to be taken down some notches. And how I got there was by sitting. And listening. Because everybody in that room said something that I owned. Every share touched on something that I had, some place I'd been, something that hurt. And I kept coming back because there was something in that room. People that were saying, one day, you only have to do this one day. And if you can't manage a day, Kanoa, manage a minute. You can do 60 seconds. If you could do a minute, you could do two. And I did it that way because the intensity for me of not using, and I'm sure it happens for all of us when we're not using and we're just coming out, is fucking intense. It's intense. I spent so many days going, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to live my life without this. How the fuck am I supposed to live without all these pain medications? Now I got all this motherfucking pain. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna stick it, stay. That's what I'm gonna do. These people in this room tell me if you just stay clean, just stay clean, just stay clean. Keep coming back. Just keep coming back. And that's all I could do. I couldn't do anything else. I couldn't fucking think. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where I was going. I just kept coming back. One foot in front of the other. That's what I did. I just kept coming back. No matter what they said, no matter what. Just keep coming back. This shit has changed my life. I've come back for over 10 motherfucking years. No relapse. I ain't got time to relapse. I'm 68 now. I came in when I was 58. When I said I got 40 or 50 years of doing fucking dope, I wasn't lying. I do. I'm living my best years now. I just told my wife just the other day. I made it, baby. I've reached my goal. You know what my goal was? Peace. Peace, guys. Quiet. Quietness. There's nobody beating me up anymore. There's nobody saying you're a piece of shit anymore. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, yo, what's up? Because I'm clean and I don't get high anymore. I deal with my pain 1 minute at a time. Because sometimes my pain gets really, really fucking intense. And I still use the program to live my life even when I'm dealing with my own physical pain, because I don't want to fucking go back to using pain med again. I will never do that. One thing I know about pain medication is that it intensified my physical pain because my brain got addicted. And when my brain got addicted, it created more physical pain to feed the addiction. It was no longer about pain. It wasn't about physical pain anymore. It was about my brain addicted to medication. And then my brain would say, oh, you got more pain. Oh, you got more pain. Oh, you got more pain. Because my brain needed more fucking dope. And I kept feeding it, feeding it, feeding it. That's what pain meds did for me. Nothing. Fucked up my life for a whole long time, man. I'm super thankful for recovery. That's what has brought, it's brought gratitude. Thankfulness, appreciation. It's also brought humility. I'm not that arrogant fuck anymore. I'm that person that will walk in and give the nastiest, grubbiest motherfucker the first hug you can get, baby, and I will wrap you up like you've never been hugged. That's what I've learned. I've learned I'm not above and I'm not below. But I am you, and you are me. And I love you guys for that. Because without all of you, I wouldn't be here 10 years clean. It's the rooms, it's the hugs, it's you, it's your time, it's your relapses, it's your minutes, it's your days, it's your years, it's your stories, and it's your heartache, it's your joys, and your gratitudes. That's what keeps me coming back. Thanks for letting me share. My name's Kanoa. I'm an addict.